This is Howard Hughes, Howard Hughes.
Yes, without this man, Saturday would not be a Saturday. His name is Fevzi Türkalp. He is the most amazing gadget detective in this world. In fact, he's the only gadget detective in this world, but that doesn't stop him from being the best one, Fevzi.
Also the worst by that logic, but still, okay.
I hadn't quite got there. You know me, bear with very little brain. I can only think in one direction at once, and even that hurts. Lots to talk about this morning, as ever, Fevzi. I hope you're ready for this. The first thing I want to get into is the ongoing march of robotic technology. 60,000 factory workers have been replaced with robots. This is the shape of stuff to come.
Yeah, so this is in one of the Foxconn factories. And Foxconn, you might not know the name, but they are the people who manufacture a lot of the stuff for Apple, a lot of the stuff for Samsung. So they're Chinese manufacturer. They're going to start manufacturing their own name quite soon, so you'll start to hear the brand name Foxconn. But yes, one of their factories is reducing its employee strength from 110,000 workers down to 50,000 because of the introduction of robots. So more than half the workers will be robots. And it's a definite trend. The Chinese have been investing very heavily in this, and it's the shape of things to come. We had a report not so long ago with Deloitte's in partnership with Oxford University that suggested that some 35% of jobs globally were at risk over the next 20 years. And it was quite amazing what job titles were prone to going. It's not just, you know, factory workers, although that's, you know, bad enough if you're a factory worker, but it's things like accountants, lawyers, I hate to say it, but broadcasters and their producers.
really?
Sorry.
Well, that's two of us out here. But no, look, I mean, very seriously, voice synthesis is getting better and better. And a lot of these news sites that you go on to, you may initially think that you're listening to a person, and then just one demi-phrase will give away the fact that this is automatically generated. And this is improving all the time. So I have a feeling that one of these days, they will just feed news scripts into a machine, and it will do the news reading in any style, accent, type that you want.
It is quite incredible, because you already have artificial intelligence programs that create works of art and written passages in the style of. And, you know, they were a bit basic. They are still a bit basic, but it's getting harder to tell the difference between the machine and the human creativity.
It's getting very, very worrying, but we need to monitor this, Fevzi. We had the driverless trucks very recently, and now this, so we'll keep an eye on this. Gadget of the week, a remote access app. Haven't we got enough of those?
Well, this one's one with a difference. So this is a program called Parallels Access. And the reason I mention it now, it's just gone into version 3.1, new version. So this is an app that can run on your tablet or indeed your smartphone. So it will run on iOS, Apple stuff. It will run on Android, even Amazon Fire tablets, or any browser that's equipped with something called HTML5. And what it allows you to do is remotely, using your tablet, for example, it allows you to control your Windows PC at home or in your office or even your Apple Mac. So the apps that are running on your Windows PC, for example, appear on your tablet. Now, there are remote access programs that do that. What's different is, instead of giving you this sort of tiny, largely unusable version of your desktop, it appifies the Windows app. So what it does is it gives you all the benefits of the touchscreen interface, the gesture control, the swipe to scroll, the tap to click, the pinch to zoom. So you can do all the things that make using, say, an iPad fun and intuitive, but you can do it on a Windows application. So you can
now
do
that
it.
That is clever.
Yeah, so it's, and the buttons are big to push, so it's not just, oh, it's a shrunk down version of my monitor. No, it looks like an app, and you can tap it like an app on the screen. So you just open it up. So you can open, say, your iOS app, and then next to it, you can open Excel for Windows or something.
Right. And the changes that you make to your files, if you do that remotely, how quickly are those changes implemented on your home PC?
Well, that's the beauty, because you are changing it from your remote device. So this can be done. You can be on your couch in the next room or the other side of the world, but you are operating your PC at home or in your office on your desk. So any changes take place on your machine.
Right, so it's just like a TV remote control. It's virtual and immediate.
There's no synchronization. You can even use the microphone on your tablet to dictate into, let's say, Dragon Naturally Speaking on your PC. So it will send your voice over the remote link and you can control it using your voice. So it is remarkable. Also, this application's been around a while. Parallels Access has been around for a while, but it used to be very, very expensive. But more recently, they've dropped the price. It's a subscription model. So it's £13.99 for 1 year's access. And that allows you unlimited mobile devices, and it allows you to control up to 5 PCs or Macs. So I actually think that makes it pretty much the bargain of the year. Parallels.com/access, there's a free trial version there, so try it out if you're interested before you spend the money.
Very quickly, Windows, Microsoft were in the news a couple of days ago, BBC News. The story hung around for 36 hours or so, and I don't think it's the first time we've heard something like this to do with Windows 10. The claim is, let's find a way of putting this, that the people behind Windows 10 are bamboozling people into unwittingly downloading the update to their current system that they may not want actually to download yet.
Yeah. So since end of last July, when Windows 10 was launched and Microsoft made a free upgrade available for users of Windows 7 or 8, Microsoft have been pushing people to upgrade, and they've been putting up nag screens and all sorts of things. And to an extent, it was annoying, but at least you could close the dialog box when it popped up and tell that you didn't want it. Now what's happening is a dialog box, a window is popping up in the middle of your thing saying, because you have accepted recommended updates on Windows to go through automatically, which you should do, Microsoft have pushed through a whole new operating system as a recommended update, which is naughty, because they have no idea whether it should be recommended for you or I, because it depends what software we're using, what hardware we're using, what computer we're on, and they really can't be recommending that, but they've pushed it through on the recommended, and now when you click close on that dialog, it goes ahead and does it anyway.
I have a feeling that I did it about 3 or 4 days ago then, on that basis, because the box came up and I did precisely that. I don't think that's fair.
No. I can give you a very quick tip. There's a program called Never 10, okay? It's N-E-V-E-R 10, number 10. And what that allows you to do is very quickly, it runs on your PC, it's free, and it just allows you to say, never do the update. Oh, and by the way, delete that 6.5 gigabytes of files that you've downloaded on my machine without asking me in preparation for the update that I haven't asked you for.
And should we be updating at some point before the end of the free offer in July?
Windows 10 is a good operating system, but what you should do between now and the end of July is check if your system is compatible. All the software that you rely upon, will it work with Windows 10? Will your computer and its peripherals work with Windows 10? You can check these things and do a full backup before you do the update. If you're not sure about doing it before the end of July, what you can do is update, roll back to your old operating system, and then you can go to the new one after the end of July. So there's a little tip for you.
Thank you for that. Fevzi Turkalp, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
You can reach me via Twitter, which is always fun. It's @GadgetDetective, or one word, or via the website www.gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzi Turkalp is the Gadget Detective. Thanks, Fevzi. Have a good weekend. Howard Hughes, BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Saturday Morning.